Jesus watches over the Word of God to perform it. Don't miss today's Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth Copeland for a Thanksgiving Week special.
I want to talk to you tonight concerning receiving through the ministry of Jesus. In each of these areas, we've talked about the high priestly ministry of Jesus. We've talked about the lordship ministry of Jesus. And tonight we're going to be talking about, last night we talked at length about the lordship ministry of Jesus. And let me remind you again the difference between Jesus as Lord and Jesus high priest. Jesus is Lord over the law of sin and death. He is Lord because he personally defeated Satan. He defeated sin. He bore it. He took it, praise God, and he totally, completely defeated it. The Bible says, the Apostle Paul wrote a letter to Timothy and said, Jesus abolished death. We've been reading the scripture where it said he took upon himself flesh and blood so that through death he might destroy, completely incapacitate him that had the authority over death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death all their lifetime were subject to bondage. Now, that's Lord. The high priestly ministry, this is vitally important that we learn and develop in the area of being very, very aware and so that you don't just use religious cliches and all that kind of stuff. Being very aware that he is Lord over sickness. He is high priest over healing. So the healing ministry is part of the blessing of Abraham. The lordship ministry is part of the blessing of Abraham. But they function under two totally different anointings. And so it's important that you and I know the difference. So we don't get it all crossed up and, you know, get to crying out, oh, Jesus, don't you know how sick I am? Oh, Jesus, how long is it going to take for you to heal me? Well, what you're standing there doing, you're not partaking of either one of those ministries. You're trying to pressure him into doing something that's out of line with what he's anointed to do. Here you're saying you're sick. You're saying you're hurting. You're saying, and you're saying to him, you're not doing anything about it. Oh my goodness. You get spiritual law so balled up with that you get into a place where you're not receiving at all. And the devil's got you set up now. He can tell you, well, see, God don't want you. It's not his will for you to receive just now. Well, see, that's a lie from hell. But if he can get you to put up with it, or if he can get you to just let him alone, and you're not aware of the fact that it's not the fact that God is holding back on you or holding out on you for some strange reason about increasing your piety or whatever that is. No, you're not receiving what's available. It's a very simple thing. You do it all the time in the natural world, But we've been church trained to think a different way in the realm of the spirit. In the natural world, you'd never think of, you turn on your radio and there's not anything there. You don't go call the radio station and tell them there's something wrong with their station. It's not broadcasting. No, you check the batteries in the radio. Amen? Your battery's dead. Either that or the radio's broke. Or it's off-tuned. Now, let me remind you of something else. This room is full of voices. It is. There are a myriad of voices in here. There's satellite voices. There's television voices. There's all kinds of stuff. I mean, there's the air in here is full of Morse code. It's just full of all kinds of di-di-di-di. I mean, it's just going on all over the place. Do you hear any of it? No. Why? Well, they just don't talk to me. I don't ever hear nothing like that. I don't understand it. I don't ever hear anything. Well, turn the radio on. Huh? Oh. No, that's the way we've been spiritually. Yeah, I turned it on, no, and all that radio talks is Spanish. I can't understand any of that. Well, change station, you. Amen. Well, see, that sounds foolish, but it is foolish when you apply it to spiritual things. And this is the reason why we need to be very aware of these ministries. Now, let's get into this area of his ministry, receiving through his ministry and living through him. I want you to turn to... Turn to Jeremiah. Oh, Lord, I wish I could do all this at one time. But okay. Turn to Jeremiah. And let's look at the first chapter of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 1. Verse 11, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. The Lord said unto me, you have well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. One translation said, I am quick to perform my word. Another one said, God watches over his word to perform it. So he hasn't changed a bit, has he? But what does it say he performs? It says, God performs his word. He watches over his word to perform it. Now let's go to the Gospel of Mark. Last chapter of Mark's Gospel, 16th chapter. Verse 14. Afterward, Jesus appeared. Now that sounds like what we just read, doesn't it? Said God appeared to Isaac. Well, now why is Jesus suddenly appearing to somebody? Well, he doesn't have a New Testament written yet. Amen. He appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat or at a meal, and he upbraided them. He got on them. He corrected them. We read this, you know, nice and sweetly, but that ain't the way he said it. He upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, you go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized will be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They cast out devils. They speak with new tongues. They'll take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, they'll not hurt them. They lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and they preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Now you notice, look at the word them, T-H-E-M, the Lord working with them. You notice it's in italics. It doesn't belong there. Put your little dash line there or circle it or something. Now listen to this. They went forth. They preached everywhere the Lord working with and confirming. Let's say it like this so it'll get a hold of our thing. The Lord working with and performing the word. What was he working with? The Word. Amen. That's the reason he had to upbraid them. He didn't have anything to work with. Long as they are sitting in that back room licking their chops and feeling sorry for themselves and afraid to get outside, he did not have anything to work with. Now, the way the church would like to have read that is, God appeared to them and said, I'm going into all the world and I'm going to preach the gospel to every creature and I'm going to lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover and I'm going to cast out the devil and I'd like you boys to go with me. That ain't what he said. Why? He didn't have any right to do that. He performs the oath. He performs the word. What word? Well, when he was here in the flesh, he performed God's word to Abraham. But now, he's gone. He's here now in our flesh. And we are the voice of his word.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen. So, he said, you go into all the world, you preach the gospel to every creature, you lay hands on the sick and they'll recover, you cast out the devil, and I'll go with you.
Amen.
I will perform my word. Now, that is his ministry. Go over there with me now to Hebrews chapter 3 and 4. Hebrews 3, are you there? Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. You notice Christ there? The anointed Jesus. He is anointed as the apostle. He is anointed as the high priest. That's what he's anointed to do, is to perform the word. Now, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as Moses was faithful in all of his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all of his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which was to be spoken after. But the anointed one, let's put it like this, but the one anointed as a son over his own house, whose house we are.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
If
we
hold fast fast, the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Hold fast to the hope until it comes to pass. Now, notice here, as the Holy Ghost says, today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Now, remember what we read. I watch over my word to perform it.
Amen.
Jesus is the high priest over this house to perform the word in the house.
Amen.
We are the house.
Amen.
Now, flow right on down here. Let's go into this fourth chapter. Verse 2, for unto us was the gospel preached. What is the gospel? Yeah, it's good news about what? Huh?
The kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah. All that's so. But give me some scripture. Yeah. That's gospel. Huh? Acts 10, that's gospel. The word says God preached the gospel to Abraham saying, I will bless you. This is the gospel. Now listen very carefully. You'll probably have to get the CD or something of this and go over this over and over and over again, or take really good notes, or just remember what I'm saying. Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing has redeemed us from the curse of the law so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. That's the gospel. Well, I thought salvation was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. I thought healing was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. I thought prosperity was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. How far back does that blessing go? First thing he ever said to a human. Huh? Are we getting somewhere now? Are you listening to me? Now you know what Jesus is called to do. Watch over that blessing and perform it. If you will build and develop faith in the word, faith in the blessing, there is more power in the word of the blessing than any human being could live up in two lifetimes and four eternities. It was the blessing that raised him from the dead. I'll finish it up with this right here. Was there... Now remember, that blessing has still got the same job on it. Create the Garden of Eden wherever it goes. That's its job. That's what it does. It ain't ever changed. Be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth with this garden. Fill it up. That's all it's ever been called to do. That's the reason he'll send you someplace that looked like the worst place in town, because he intends for you to go there and turn the thing into a Garden of Eden.
Amen.
Exactly. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, was there any death in that garden?
No.
Then salvation is part of the blessing. Was there any sickness?
No.
Then the healing ministry is part of the blessing. The first job of the blessing in the high priestly and lordship ministry of Jesus is to remove that curse. Get it out. If there's sickness here, get it out of here. If there's poverty, get it out of here. If there's doubt and unbelief, get it out of here. If there's fear, get it out of here. He has redeemed us from fear. Glory to God. When you got born again, you did not receive the Spirit again to fear. Hallelujah. No, you are more than conquerors through Him that loves you.
You know, when we claim the Word of God and we speak His Word, we have the authority and everything that He gave us through His Word to be healed, to be redeemed, to be forgiven. I wouldn't have my health, you know. I have been healed.
And so for me, it's very personal, and it is it's very strong, and I see the miracle every day. So to me, it's a reminder every day when I see my wife that Jesus loves us.
A heritage of faith. God has promised it to all of us. Over 40 years ago, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland set out on a journey of faith in God's Word. Today, their children and grandchildren have become living proof that God still honors the prayers and faith of parents and ancestors. The 2008 Heritage of Faith calendar. Stay up to date on KCM meetings and events throughout the year and be encouraged each month as you see the faithfulness of God to Kenneth and Gloria through their children and grandchildren. With different uplifting scriptures and quotes from the Copelands each month, this calendar is a great tool to help keep you on track all year long. 2008 is going to be a great year, so believe with us and receive every precious gift that God has for you. Expect new levels of God's goodness and discover the heritage of faith that is in store for you and your family. Be sure to order your copy of the 2008 KCM Heritage of Faith calendar. To order online, visit us at kcm.org. To request your copy by phone, call us at 888-326-0011 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. Request your free calendar today and celebrate each month of 2008 with exciting teaching quotes, faith-building scriptures, and a head start on important meeting dates.
In the book of Genesis, the Word of God says that God appeared to Isaac and said, "I will perform the oath that I swore to your father." Now, Jesus is anointed to perform the very oath of God, the very Bible, the very Old and New Testament of God in our lives, to perform the Word. He watches over the Word to perform it. He is high priest over the house to perform the Word, and we are His house. Jesus redeemed us from the curse, and the first job of the blessing is remove the curse, and then as the blessing works, it drives the curse out of your life, and then it begins to reproduce the Garden of Eden. That's what it was supposed to do, and that's exactly what it does, and we're more than conquerors through Him. Now, listen to me. I want to give you this. I want you to have this. This is our new Heritage of Faith calendar, and I really tell you, I'm impressed with this calendar. I think it's really the best we've ever done. And I have a reason for giving you this. I want you to have it. I want you to hang it up someplace where you can see the pictures. Anybody can make a calendar. But I want you, my pictures of my family are in here. The kids and Gloria and me. I want you to have this up in front of you, and you look at us and you begin to pray for us every day. We pray for you every day. And I want you to pray for us every day. This will remind you and spark memory in you about certain things. And it'll remind you to put your faith to work over the meetings you're going to be in this year. You go to kcm.org and you download that list of meetings and you lay your hands on it and say, "Jesus, that one, I'm going to be in that meeting right there." And you'll, "Please, sir, provide the money, the way, and I'm going to be in that meeting." And you can write it down on your calendar, see, and it'll help you remind you of it. Father, we pray for all this radio and television audience in the name of Jesus. For a moving of the Spirit of God among us, revealing and manifesting your glory like we've never experienced before. Like no other generation before us. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, Satan, I remind you, you are bound. Take your hands off of God's property. Now you take hold of the word. Take what you've learned today. Take it at home. Take it to your office. Listen, we're equipping you to reach out to your world. Talk these things to other people. You don't have to cow down just because, I mean, they cuss in front of you. You can praise God in front of them. Amen. Just smile real big, say, I will give God equal time. Amen. And it'll turn your whole situation around. Hallelujah. It's really good to be with you. I can't get over this calendar. I really feel strong about this. I believe God is very strong in it and wants you to have it. Tomorrow, the Word is going to be even stronger than it has all week long. We're going to be talking about some things that you really, really, really do not need to miss. You understand that? So put it down. I mean, put it on your recorder. Go to kcm.org and get it. If you missed any of them, go back in there and watch them. Get it. Watch them over and over and over and over again. We're talking about some things here, my friend, that are so powerful and so real. Thanksgiving is the big gun of God. And don't ever forget it. I'll see you tomorrow. Remember, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
This is the Year of the Open Door, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. For more information on this broadcast, today's product offer, or other ministry tools and resources, visit our website at kcm.org. You may also call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. As we celebrate 40 years of ministry, we believe for God's plan in your life and that you will walk through the open door of the blessing this year. Get ready to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with other anointed ministers from across the country and come together with believers from around the world. Join us at one of these life-changing meetings in 2008. Come to the Branson Victory Campaign March 6th to the 8th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Then to California for the West Coast Believers Convention June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location. Join us at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Then head down to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention from August 4th to the 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Come to the Great Lakes Believers Convention August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information on these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
10 years ago, I read a book by a man by the name of Mike Huckabee. He had just become governor of the state of Arkansas, and in that book, I got the phrase integrity of character. And that man, Governor Huckabee, an ordained minister of the gospel, is going to spend a week with us on this broadcast talking about that very thing.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.